For Houston? I'll give you a second to have
it. I think that's very appropriate.
Hit that ball right down the field. Give a cheer. Rah, rah. Never hear. Rah, rah. Arkansas will never yield.
Or merge.
Arch your toes. Raise your backs to the finish. You'll carry on with all your might. For it's A-R-K-S-A-S for Arkansas. Fight.
Fight. Bye.
Hey, let me tell you what, Houston. Hey, Chuck and Bo ain't doing that. I guarantee you, you're not getting that on Sirius.
You're not getting that on Sirius radio. No.
Hey, what's our country guy? Bobby Bones ain't doing that.
That's
him. Good morning, Houston. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
What up, Coach?
Great to have Craig O'Neill.
Houston.
Your PA announcer for the first four years.
Hallelujah.
Oh, man.
Good. Craig's those pipes. He's got that voice, man.
He does. You said those were, Craig, some of your favorite years of all time.
Oh, but the best. They were blessed. They were fantastic.
You did that last year at Danny Ford, and you're thinking, what has Basil got me into?
Yeah, what did I say?
And the magic happened in 98.
And then comes Houston bringing the rah-rah, bringing it.
Somebody sent a message a minute ago on our listener text line, the Middleton Eaton Air text line, saying, remember the you had the Nut House t-shirts, Roger, remember those?
Welcome to
the Nut House. Hey, Houston, thanks for jumping on with us. Appreciate it. Hey, we just wanted to get you on, and we saw that you were back in Fayetteville for the first time since, you know, on campus at that facility since you coached there. Is that correct, your last year?
Well, I got inducted to the Arkansas Hall of Honor, so I was in the stadium there.
That's right.
But that was the first time, as far as the practice, being on the practice field, seeing the facilities, really good. Got 100 yards of turf, 100 yards of grass, and to watch practice during August, as y'all know, there's nothing like watching a little practice, the juices get to going, and watch these guys move around. That was fun. I appreciate Coach Silverfield inviting
you. Yeah, 2007 was Houston's last year, so that was your last practice, and it was your own that you did. So Coach Silverfield, I heard him last night on Hawks Plus, and he was talking about, I heard him say he had lunch with you, but he had reached out to you, and he said, he made the comment, hey, listen, I know the coach went to another school, but, you know, I would have called Coach Nutt, even if he had not coached at Arkansas, because of his SEC experience, and I'm always trying to learn. So he reached out to you, huh, Houston, and if somebody wants to reach out, you think that's a good idea, and he wants to know about Arkansas. So was that organic? He reached out to you by text or call, and you guys have visited a couple times before yesterday, or was yesterday or 2 days ago the first time?
No. We had lunch together. He reached out a couple times, and I really appreciate. He's the first coach to ever reach out to me, and I know he reached out to Coach Hatfield and. Jerry Jones went to a lot of former players.
Yeah.
And, I appreciate when coaches reach back and go back. And, Darren McFadden talked to the team, I think, last Saturday. I appreciate that. I really do. And I like the way he's doing things now, Coach David.
Yeah, I was going to ask. So that's one of the things, you've had a lot of coaching. You coached a lot of years. You're in the business a long time. What were your takeaways? What impressed you about the way he was, managing practice, maybe the words you used, the organization and the approach? And tell us your takeaway from your time there.
Absolutely. Well, I think he's very hands-on, and it's not just one position. I don't care if it's during special teams or defensive line, offensive line, very engaged. I like that. But I'll tell you what, David, you can appreciate this. You go pre-practice. It's a little warm, and I love after stretch immediately there's competition between offense and defense. Mm-hmm. Went right to the red zone, and I watched while they were in shoulder pads and thigh pads. It wasn't full pads, but everybody's moving. And the competitive part of it, of offense trying to get in the end zone, defense trying to keep them out. Mm-hmm. And, you're playing the game. Put them in situations. I love that. And then the other thing that was impressive was there's about three periods of it is protect the most important thing.
Yeah.
On offense, you protect the ball. And then on defense, take it away. And, if you look at last few years, you know, if you look at the just the possession of the ball, the turnovers, just think about if you took care of it, you could be there's no telling what could have happened. So I like that emphasis. And I tell you, when you look at the, you know, I didn't know what to expect, David.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have a roster. You know, there's new players. I don't know everybody, but when you look at the offensive line, man, they got length. They're tall. They're athletic. You look at the defensive line, Quincy Rhodes and those guys. Man, I mean, when you put that first group out there, they look good. And then there's some athletic guys. You know, the secondary. Secondary, I thought last year needed some help. You look this year, they look like they're athletic. They got a little length. They're moving, and so I was impressed just the way the practice went. You know, there's, you know, when you've been going to practice for, like, say, you know, 30 something years, and August is always to me was a great time.
Yeah.
It's because feet sleep football, and you know it's not far away. It's not far away. You know, it's 20 something days away, man. Here it comes.
We're visiting with Houston Nutt, former head coach at the University of Arkansas. Yeah, can I tell you, that was the first thing, Houston, I noticed, and I made Roger, I think you made me saw my Facebook Live. The first day I was watching him going from position to position, actually being hands-on coaching technique. And, of course, nowadays a lot of coaches have been around long enough to where they've coached every position group. But I love seeing him actually coach technique, offensive line, linebackers, quarterback. He had something for everybody. Now, listen, you know, most coaches like you, when you were head coach, you had the expertise where you could teach some technique, but you weren't going to spend any time doing it. You're going to leave that to your assistants. But I love the fact that he's good enough, and he's got the energy to be going around doing that. And back to on the turnovers, you know, I give him credit. That was the thing that fans complained about.
Yeah.
We were horrible in the, you know, nationally. We're like 125 out of 133. So he has made this over-the-top emphasis to show that, hey, I can't do any more than I'm doing for penalties, for turnovers. So
his Memphis team took advantage of our turnovers.
Oh, they sure did. No, that's why they won the game.
There you go.
I'm like you, Houston. I'm like you. I think – I don't know if the talent is there to be able to win a lot of games, but I do – you know this, Houston. Good technique, high football IQ, and effort. Great effort can make a team that's supposed to be maybe average be better than average and win games. Maybe sometimes you're not supposed to win. But, you know, you think about it, you know, they got to go to the Utah that second game. Tough nighttime game, atmosphere in Utah. And then they got to play Georgia, Houston. Georgia's got 8 returning starters on defense, and they're all, you know, they're just NFL. So even if he improves his team, it may be just too tough of a schedule where you may not see the results on the scoreboard from a win-loss standpoint. But I do think this is going to be nothing against Sam Pittman. I think this is going to be a better coach team, a better effort team. I like his staff better from top to bottom. And there's more. I tell you, I don't know if you noticed, Houston, they got so much money now. It's almost like 3 coaches per position group. You got one main one, and then you got 2 quality assistants and quality control assistants. And some of them have, I think, 2. I think the offensive line and I think DBs have 2 full-time assistants, but it's not like it used to be. They got like 30 assistants now.
The first thing that jumped off when I was walking with Bray Cook, the first thing that jumped out to me was exactly what you're saying. I said, whoa, the numbers, man, the number of coaches. And, man, that's a whole different game now, boy. It's a different game. And but you're right, David. You know, there's something about when you're – And the one thing about Coach Silverfield in business with him when we had lunch, you know, his experience where he went to the, you know, he's around the NFL. The NFL and a lot of positions. So he's very, very engaged in the energy and passion to me is, I think that's important. And like you say, you take care of the ball. Let's don't have foolish penalties. Let's don't help the other team. And all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, you look up, well, you're right there. And things can happen, as we all know. Craig been there, Roger, you've seen things happen. It can happen now. Mm. And so that's where you can shock the world, but it's about the little things, you know. And so this is what that's why it's the greatest game in the world.
Well, Houston, excuse me, I'm hung up on the lunch that you all had together. From what you gathered, what did he want to know from you more than anything?
Yeah, well, I tell you, Craig, very personal, and he is a guy who wanted to reach back and, you know, the history, talk about the history of Arkansas football, talked about recruiting, You know, he talked about, you know, the scheduling and the organization of practices and just from top to bottom, you know, just really good conversational football. But the biggest thing is he wanted to know about Arkansas players. And I think that's one thing when coaches come in, if they're not from Arkansas, you know, it's easy to say, oh, we can just go to Texas and Florida and get better. And David, no offense, David. But
you betcha.
But you know, to look over the rock, you know, turn over rocks. Look, make sure. Don't worry about 2-star. Don't worry about a 3-star. Make sure you get Bo Lacy from Newport. Make sure you get Jamal Anderson from Little Rock, who's playing tight end. You know,
yes.
You make sure you take care of home. And that's what he did. You know, yes. If you look, when he first got hired, he went straight to work in the state of Arkansas and flipped 2 or 3 players.
Yeah.
And so I love that part of it. But, Craig, to answer your question, is really about the history and then recruiting, and then talks really hard on the practice schedule. And then, David, as you mentioned, talked about that schedule. You're going out there to Utah, talked really hard about you got to be really careful because you play at 11 a.m.
Yeah,
that's a turnaround because you're gonna get home at probably Sunday at what 4 a.m. and that's tough. You almost lose a day there, so you gotta really get your players' legs and get them. You gotta manage that schedule very, very, you know, well there because you got 11 a.m. Georgia coming in.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a tough turnaround. We're visiting with Houston. Houston, what were talking about? What do your grandkids call you? What's your grandpa name?
Poppy. Roger knows.
Poppy.
Poppy,
Pappy. Pappy. Okay.
That's so good.
Are you going to Houston? I know some people may not realize that you're up in Northwest Arkansas. I think you still got a place in Texas, but you're spending a lot of time because of the grandkids. Will you try to attend some games this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Sure will.
Yeah, so I was mentioning earlier. Craig said you have a sponsor, and I was trying to think. You did our show maybe when Tommy was here, probably what 5 years, 7 years after. It was a good run. It was, and it
yeah.
was.
I
think it introduced you back to, you know, that you retired from coaching. It introduced you back to the state, and I think as time passes, everybody remembers the good times. It was great to see D-Mac up there giving his speech, and we have D-Mac every week on our show. Such a great guy, and. Yeah, good time.
Yeah, we miss having you on here, Coach.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess, you know, thinking about Silverfield, it's just hard for me to say, having you back. Baz has been preaching about that for years, about having some of the old players come back, and which you would qualify for that as well. But you know what? And so I started thinking as we're talking, you didn't have many that you could bring back when you were coaching as far as a head coach. It's like in The Godfather. There was no need for Tom Hagen to be Michael Corleone's concierge, because who would be better than his father, Don Corleone? So who would be better for Houston Nutt than Frank Broyles?
I've never heard
Frank
of
Frank Broyles was the guy. So, I mean, and that's why we have him where he comes back, because winning is habitual.
Well, that's right. We've got several
clips. The Hogfather.
We've got several clips. Let's just let's play the one where, you know, this may be the greatest piece of sound from you or from any coach for the Razorbacks that also incorporate 60,000 fans.
This is your home. You hear that? You hear that? That's special. There's a lot of lions, tigers, and bears, but they ain't but one Razorback. Number one.
I'm going to tell you.
I don't know where that line comes from, but it's gold.
First of all.
Way to go, Pappy.
As a guy who speaks to, you know, speaks a lot to the public, in the public, I know, Houston, when you got ready to do that, I don't think you had timed it for the hog call, but you had to be going, oh, you got to be kidding me. The hog call is behind me. What a time to light this thing up. Oh. Your words were great. That had to be. And that was that before the Alabama game? That was the first game in 98 up there? What? You remember what game that was?
A first home game, David, and you're exactly right. for that hog call to be going on right, that wasn't playing. That was just right. That's a goosebump.
I know.
That's a goosebump right there.
It's unreal. It's almost like those players are looking around. Those players are looking around going, are you kidding me? He's doing that. I mean, he's giving the speech right during the middle of it. And it sounded so good. The hog gives me chills thinking about it. The, you know, 65,000 doing the hog call and that door coming up. And, oh, man, just a great time. Well, listen, hey, thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate
it.
Real
quick, I want to say something, Houston. I want to thank you for being so cooperative when I was doing sports on Channel 11. You were always game for anything, including a stupid skit at the end of our preseason special we did. But thank you. Thank you for being there. We appreciate it.
Hey, Craig. Hey, thank you. Thank you for the work you did, too, my man. You were great.
And it was
terrific.
Of course, Houston is a fan and friend of the Little Rock Touchdown Club, spoken several times there. And we have had several of your players over the years. And, Roger, there may be a good chance that there might be one of his players this year. I don't know. But we announced that Thursday.
No.
Thanks for all the support, Houston. We appreciate that, buddy.
You bet. Keep it going, guys.
All right.
Say hallelujah.
Houston.